All right, Jamal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today on page 136. We're picking up in the middle of the paragraph. It's 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top. Yesh pisochinu shnei tzadim. We actually read this yesterday, but we'll pick up over here. He says, each of us have within us these two parts. Sheyesh banu gam, yesh banu gam, yesh banu gam tzad shel adama, v'yesh banu gam tzad shel ish. We each have a part of us, ultimately, that's Adama, that's earth, and a part of us, that's Ish. Ha'ish, hi pi'ila, ha'ish, hi pi'ila, ze energia. He called us man ola lamala, ze hafok bidyuch me'adama. So remember, again, the Ish, ultimately, is always climbing upwards. The Ish itself is always flickering upwards. The polar opposite of the earth. Ha'adama yoredes lamata. So remember, earth, by definition, is pulled downward. But the age, the ufi, its identity, its very essence, is that it's always climbing upwards. Zemashu matim, harikala chumrim b'teva noflim, ki ish koach mashicha, v'ha'ish holeches hafuch mikoach ha'mashicha yi'ola l'mala kol hazman. Remember, the Ramchal writes over here that when it comes to the earth, the gravity pulls everything downward, and yet amazingly enough, that's the koach ha-mashicha. Gravity pulls everything downward, but yet ish itself is able to always flicker upwards. Michapeses la'alos l'mala ha'ish ze yitzur lo normali yesh pesochenu ish. Ish represents this almost abnormal desire or abnormal ability to climb upwards. This ability to almost defy the koach ha-mashicha, to defy gravity, and to literally try to reach some heightened, some elevated level. Yesh pesochenu ish, and we all are privileged to possess this midah of ish. This midah ultimately, again, of constantly climbing upwards, or desiring to climb upwards. Yesh pechina kazos pesochenu, there is this level, or there is this attribute within us. Anachnu chibor shel adama ve'ish. So ultimately, again, we are this combination, ultimately, of adama, of earth, and of ish. Adama v'ruach, earth and wind. Nira azos behemshich, shazrizos hi kamo ish. So we'll see later on that the koach of zrizos ultimately comes from the side of us that's ish. Kach muva besov perek zayin, shazrizos hi hislatus pinimis. We saw this at the end of chapter 7, that ultimately, again, or we will see this at the end of chapter 7, that zrizos is a manifestation of one's inner ish, that zrizos is hislatus. Zrizos ultimately, again, is a zeal, an inner zeal. Tevayer bo tenuas apnimis, ketenuas ha'ish ha'mehira. That ultimately, zrizos, Ramchal will write, should burn within us as an inner fast consuming fire. Last paragraph, page 136. Bekama piyut bituyim haramchal mishtamish b'milim adama ve'ish. So remember again, and we'll see in different expressions that Ramchal uses these words, both adama and ish. Umuva bechazal kol pam shekosuv ish batanach perusho hu adam chashuv. It's actually very interesting that the Ramchal is going to point out that every time the Torah uses the word ish to describe a person, it doesn't just describe any person, but rather it describes an adam chashuv, somebody very important. Al meraglim, for example, for the meraglim, kulam anoshim omrim chazal anoshim chashuvim. For example, when it comes to the meraglim, so the Meraglim are referred to as Kulam Anoshim, and Chazal understand that to mean Vayi Ish Echamir Amasayim Tzofim. So too, again, when it describes Elkanah, the father of Shmuel, use Lashon of Ish. Elkanah Ish Chashuv, Gab Megilas Rus, Vayelech Ish, Omrim Chazal, Manigador Elimelech. So what do you see from here? Vayelech Ish Revis Levi, Amram Gadol Hador Haya. It's interesting enough, the Ramchal points out that every time the Torah describes an important person, the lashon, the verbiage that's used is ish. Top of page 137. Kilomar, yesh besocha adam netia shal hiskadmos utenua vahalichia kedima. The yesh tzad hafuch shal hishar b'makom. So what do you see from here? You understand, of course. Now we understand why ish refers to not just the person, but ish refers to someone who is chashuv. Why is that? Because ish refers to the part of us that's rooted in ish. Ish ultimately refers to the part of us that's rooted in fire. the part of us that is constantly seeking aliyah, that's constantly seeking elevation, that's constantly seeking to grow, that's looking to defy the koach hamshacha, the gravitational pull that often roots us in our mediocrity. That's ish. That's ish. That's ish. So every single time the Torah describes someone important, so it's not going to call them Adam, because obviously Adam now refers to what? Adam refers to the Adama aspect of man. Every single time Torah wants to describe someone important, it's always going to be ish. So we see over here, says Ram Chal, that each of us, top of page 137, Kolomar, let's read that line once more. Yesh ba besocha adam netiyah shel eskadmos otenuah valicha kadima. So within the same person, there is this netiyah, there is this proclivity, this inclination towards advancement, towards movement, towards forward moving dynamic activity. V'yesh tzad hafuch. And there's an opposite side, and the opposite side is the koach ultimately to remain in place. Mimachria. We'll say the fundamental shaila in life is which koach wins out. Ezo netia tzricha liyoser lihinachos osanu yoser b'chayim. We'll say here this profound shaila. The profound shaila ultimately is which koach of man becomes dominant, which koach of man ultimately will define him, which koach of man will really win out. And I will say, this becomes. I want to be clear. Understand. Right now, we're painting Adama in a pretty negative light. But obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a particular netiyah, there's a positive koach in that netiyah, in that inclination as well. So this is exceptionally important. So we're going to see a positive aspect of Adama as well. But here you begin to understand just the incredible, incredible struggle that takes place within the person every single day. Am I going to be Aish? Am I going to be Adama? Am I moving up? Am I moving down? Am I flickering forward? Or am I just going to be rooted in my mediocrity? Let's read one line. One more line, then we're going to stop a little bit early to get heads on the daf. So you guys, Hagmar, second section, page 137. Hagmar b'pesachim magdira, zrizim makdim l'mitzos, kilomar, kisha'ata bali olam shel ha'mitzos, ata tzarech l'adas. So we'll say, so now, based on what we've learned, now that we understand, by the way, even before we fully understand, we begin to understand that zrizos is the actualization of man's ish identity. That's to be Zoriz. To be Zoriz ultimately, again, means that I want to be more Eish than Adama. So what is Rizin Makdim in the Mitzvos? What does that mean? Kilomar, Kisha'ata Bali Olam Shel HaMitzvos, Ata Tzarech La'Da'as, She'achshav Tzarech Lihishtamish B'Yesod Ha'Eish V'Haruach Shabanu. Zet Tzarech Liyos HaPen HaDominanti B'Mitzvos. So it's amazing. So therefore, what does Rizin Makdim in the Mitzvos mean? It means when I fulfill Mitzvos, I have to make sure that the ish is the prominent actor, is the prominent mover, is the prominent koach in my performance of mitzvos. Kacha makim mitzvos bizrizos lamo ki mitzvos perushim hiskadmus mitzvos perushim tino ruchanis his paschus hachayovim nishtamish bizrizos adam shlo yosim es azrizos b'mokade es rachshus lo yovin es hanosishim es mitzvos. What's the point of a mitzvah? What is the point of a mitzvah? The point of a mitzvah is to move me forward in life, right? The point, this is such an important yisod. So okay, if you're a traditionalist, who say the point of a mitzvah is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's absolutely true. But why? Like, why am I, God doesn't need my tefillin, and God doesn't need my shofar, and God doesn't need my lulav and esrog. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that mitzvos are supposed to move me forward. Mitzvos are supposed to advance me on a spiritual level. Therefore, again, the only way to fully unlock the power of mitzvos is to do them how? Is to do them through the part of me that's related to Eish. The part of me that's related to Eish is the part of me that's growth-focused, forward-focused, upward-focused. So if a mitzvah is there to advance me in life, if a mitzvah is there to enable me to grow, so by definition, the only way to unlock the power of that mitzvah is through the koach in me that has the desire to grow as well, which is the Eish. So it's interesting. We think that Zrizin Makdim L'Mitzvos, we think that Zrizos is like, it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing. You know, if you could be Zoriz, it's something to aspire to. Chal says, no. Yeah, it's not just a nice thing. Without Zrizos, I'm not unlocking the power of my mitzvah. Without Zrizos, I'm simply underperforming. Without Zrizos, I am discharging a behavioral obligation, but not fully tapping into the Hiskadmos power, to the progressive power, ultimately, again, of mitzvahs. Bless you. He says, Mitzvos ze lo stam rayonos v'hamlotzos shetrach levatzea. Mitzvos ze shita shlema. Also, the performance of mitzvahs is life shita. Shita tenua. It's a shita, ultimately, again, of life movement. When it comes to mitzvahs, a person has to realize that you have to bring your eish, right? There are no mitzvahs without my eish. Ultimately, again, the desire to move forward. We'll say, so we'll stop over here for today, but this is an incredible yisod. See what Ramchal is saying. What Ramchal therefore is saying is, if we appreciate the fact that man is comprised of these two parts, ish adama, constant struggle, upward or downward, am I growing? Or, see, we'll say, we often think that the question in life is, am I moving forward or am I moving backwards? The truth is, for the Jew, remaining in place is just as bad as moving backwards. Stagnation is no better than ultimately again than receding as a result of sin. So life is a constant struggle between the Eish and the Adama. Zvizin Maktim in the mitzvahs is that if the whole point of a mitzvah is to enable me to grow, to enable me to move forward, the mitzvah is only impactful if it's performed through the medium of Eish, through the medium of Zrizos. Otherwise, I'm discharging an obligation, but not unlocking the full power. All right, we'll stop over, we'll pick up bottom of 137 on Monday.